Nolte, Baghdad. Brian Stelter blames CNN's ratings collapse on not much news. By John Nolte on March 28, 2019. CNN's Brian Stelter blames CNN's two-week ratings collapse on the fact there hasn't been much news since Sunday's release of the Mueller report findings. It's true that Fox's prime-time ratings have popped this week while CNN and MSNBC's ratings have been below average. That makes sense. On the right, the Barr letter is being celebrated like a sequel to election night. Since the letter's release on Sunday, there hasn't been much news, Stelter chirped in his nightly newsletter. Emphasis original. He added that he is not surprised by the ebb and flow and reassured everyone that I'm keeping an eye on it. Not much news, y'all. Jeff Zucker's ventriloquist dummy says there's not much news. You see, when the far-left CNN is only able to average 600,000 viewers throughout the day, while Fox averages 2.04 million and MSNBC averages 1.07 million, the only possible explanation is that there hasn't been much news. For 2 years CNN has been tub-thump in the Russia collusion hoax, but the completion of that investigation, the vindication of the President of the United States, the removal of a two-year cloud over the presidency, the asterisk removed from the legitimacy of 2016 election, the fact that a sitting president has been cleared of treason allegations after a multi-year investigation that consumed the news cycle day after day, is not news. You know what else isn't news to CNN? The bombshell news that Empire star Jussie Smollett had 16 felony counts magically dropped by a corrupt state's attorney because he is Empire star Jussie Smollett. What had been an all-consuming celebrity scandal is now a full-blown nuclear explosion with a political fallout that reaches all the way to former President Obama. You know what else isn't news to CNN? The arrest of Michael Avenatti, a character of the network's own making, with federal charges in New York and Los Angeles. You know what else isn't news to CNN? The nuclear fallout from the Mueller report. The frame job, the conspiracy, the collusion at the highest levels of the Obama White House, the Obama Department of Justice, the Obama FBI, the establishment media, and the intelligence community to remove a sitting president with lies. You know what else isn't news to CNN? The 2020 presidential election, which is already underway and competitive on the Democrat side. You know what else isn't news to CNN? An unprecedented surge of migrants desperate to become illegal aliens overwhelming our southern border. Democrats voting down their own Green New Deal? Not news. Brexit drama? Nope. Still no? How about CNN blacklisting Alan Dershowitz? Is that news, Baghdad Brian? And then there's my favorite bit of news, my favorite fact apple of the last few weeks. CNN's rating collapse began more than 2 weeks ago, long before the release of the Mueller report findings. CNN lost nearly 30% of its primetime audience during the week of March 18 and 31% of its primetime audience during the week prior. The slide is real, and as of Tuesday CNN's primetime lineup reached only 798,000 viewers, while its total day average reached only 600,000. CNN is dying. That's not only news, it's wonderful news. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.